there is a theme that Parshas Varan begins with that is most probably the most complicated issue that's most misunderstood, most difficult for a person to really to come to terms with, and that is the difference between Techocha and stopping somebody from doing something. In other words, it's very easy for somebody to do something wrong and to rebuke them for what they're doing wrong. He may stop that person from doing that particular act at that moment. Techocha, though, is being moichiach a person in order to show a person up, identify with a person and identify what he's doing to make sure to show him that what he did is not worthwhile and never to do it over again. So this is Techocha. Moshe Rabbeinu is beginning over here, say that in Sefer Devarim, is beginning to give Kaisol Techocha. Moshe Rabbeinu is on his way out. Moshe Rabbeinu did not have the schus to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he's passing over his legacy to Klal Yisrael. Eile Devarim Ashdibah Moshe Kol Yisrael Ba'eva Hayardin Ba'midbar Ba'rova Ma'osuf Ben Porom Ben Tifa V'lova V'chatzeres V'dizov. Says Rashi, the fisha and divrei techochus, because these are words of techocha, umana kam kolam akemos sheikh is lifnei amokim behem. Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned all these different places in a hint. The fichoch sasam es advarim v'iskirim beremez. Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned them in a form of a remez mipnei kavodim shel Yisrael, because of the kavod of Klal Yisrael. In other words, these are all different places Moshe Rabbeinu hinted to. Bamidbar wasn't Bamidbar, Avos Moyo was Midbar, Meetim Musainu Bamidbar, Barava. In other words, he did not identify clearly, he did not speak clearly exactly what they did wrong, but because of the Kovel of Klal Yisrael, he mentioned these different places in order to hint to them what they did wrong. Now the Shaila is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu wait all the way till now, all the way through his career, last few weeks of his life, to start speaking in the Kashrut Musa? Why did he not do a lot earlier? The Pasuk says, Achrei Hakoisis Nikoin. The Pasuk says, Achrei Hakoisis Sichem Melech HaMoyer, after he smote Sichem Melech HaMoyer, Asheisha B'cheshboin, after the Rebbe Eva Hayarden, Moshe Rabbeinu gave Kaisal Musa. Says Rashi, why did Moshe Rabbeinu give Musa only at the end? Says Rashi, answered from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu did not give Musa until the very last days of his life. Why? Says Yaakov Avinu. Because if I give Musa earlier on, says Yaakov Avinu, then there are three reasons why I'm not going to give Musa. One of them is because I don't want to be my chiyach, I don't want to give over to Chocha over and over again. Number one. Number two, it could be because of Busha. You shouldn't have to see me. And thirdly, he said over here, and Rashi says over here, Melamed shlo heichichan ele somo chumisa, memid lamad me Yaakov, shlo heichich esponav ele somo chumisa, omar ruvain b'ni, ani oim alecho, mipnima lo yichach tuchok kolashonim halolu. The third reason is, why do not give you Musa now? Because he says, "Agrashi kadesh leitanicheni v'telech v'tidbak v'esav ochi." Yaakovina said, "If I give Musa to Reuven, I'm afraid that he may go off the derech and join up with my brother Esav, and therefore I'm only going to give Musa at the end of my life." Now, what does that help you? What does that help for Yaakov to give Musa to Esav at the end of his life, to Reuven at the end of his life? If he doesn't take it correctly, he still goes to Derech. There won't be Esav, it'll be Esav's Mahalach. What does it help the Chlal for Yaakovina to wait the last moment? Why did Yaakovina wait all these years, these generations? It was a generation, it's so many people living a few generations. Yeah, it could have been 80, 90 years, the difference between the time. Why did he wait all that time? In order to give Musa then, said Yaakovina, because I have a son called Reuven, who's on a shifte ko. I'm the god of Lador, I'm on the obvious, but if I give him Musa in the wrong time, if I don't do it in the correct way, he can go and be mischaber with Esau. He can become a rosha with Esau. This is how dangerous Techocha is. This is how dangerous we're dealing here with Yaakov Avinu speaking to his son. Yaakov Avinu is the greatest mechiyach, speaking to his son of the Shiftei Kah, if it's not done in the correct way, Chas v'Chalil, he can go out and be mistavik with Esau. Now, I want to read it out, Gemara, and this fits into mamash what's going on here in this parasha. The Gemara says like this, Gemara Erechim Daf Tes, design of a base. Hoichach techiach. Says the Gemara, Hoichich v'lekibol minayin, Shiyachsev yoichichena, how then if a person was given Musa, and he did not accept it, you've got to give him Musa again. Tamalema techiach mikol mokoy. I'm going to give him Musa. Yoch afidim ishtanim. Pono tamalema sisa olav chet. Tanya, Omer b'tafen. Timhani, I will be amazed. Im yesh b'doyer hazeh, if it's anyone in this generation, who's Reb Tafen, Taibon and Tanoim. If it is this generation, Shemekabel Teichocha. Anyone, B'doyer Hazeh, who can, Shemekabel, not Kabel Teichocha, but he brings over here, who can give Teichocha. Im Omalo, if I say to somebody, Tol Kitzim Ebein Yenecha, take a little piece of wood from between your eyes, Omali, what about you? Tol Kirim Ebein Yenecha, take the beam in front of your eyes. In other words, if a person gives Musa today, people will turn around to him and say, you're giving me Musa, you're worse than me. So I'll be amazed in this generation of Reb Tafen, I'll find anybody who can possibly give Musa today. Omar Reb Lotto ben Azaria, Timhani im yesh b'dor hazeh shiyedea leichiach. I don't know if anybody is able to know how to give teichocha. V'omar Reb Yechon ben Nuri, made ani, shmayim v'or shahabep omeloka, and Rabbi Kiva says, I'll be amazed at anyone in this generation who can actually receive Teichocha. In other words, there's three separate things over here. There's number one, there's a person who can give Teichocha. It's extremely difficult to find a person who can give Teichocha. Even if you find a person who can give Teichocha, can he actually know how to give this Teichocha? In other words, is this person ro'i enough within a stature to give Teichocha? And even if it is Roy, does he know how to give Teichocha? And even if he does know how to give Teichocha, do we know how to accept Teichocha? They're three separate things. Unless a person has all three things, you cannot give Teichocha. Because if you give Teichocha and it's wrong, there are three things. The person, the right person who can give Teichocha, the right person, how, the right, the correct way to give the Teichocha, and the person who will accept the Teichocha. Unless you have all those three things, don't give Teichocha. Don't give Teichocha. Why? The Pasuk says, the Gemara says, that if you give a letz Teichocha, the Gemara says he'll hate you. The Gemara says that it's, we'll see the Gemara later, but it's a very, very dangerous thing to give Teichocha. Now, boys, I want to go through three separate things. The person who can give Teichocha, the way to give Teichocha, and who can accept Teichocha. First of all, way number one is the person who can give Teichocha. Who can give Teichocha? Obviously, you can't be a hypocrite. Obviously, you've got to be sincere. But what is the key to Teichocha? What is the key to understanding who is the correct person to give Teichocha? Listen to this Rashi. Unbelievable. Rashi says, why did he dafka give Teichocha after he hit Sicha Melech Amor? It says Rashi, Oma Moshe, imani moichichom koidim sheyichnesu leketzei ha'oretz. If I give them Musa before they come to the corner of Eretz Yisrael, Yoimu, they'll say, Malazeh aleinu, what's this guy got to do with us? Malazeh. Yeah, what's this guy got to do with us? Ma hitiv lanu, what did he do good for us? Eimoi boi lekante v'limintzo lelo. All he's trying to do is find something wrong with us, drive us crazy. Shein boi koyach lachas in Eretz, doesn't have koyach to take us in. In other words, he doesn't have koyach to take us in Eretz Yisrael. He's just allowing us just to be left over to the elements here, to allow the enemies to destroy us. And he's just giving us Musa, you know, what's he done for us, this guy? Lefiko chimtin, and therefore you waited. Ad shehippel sichon v'oig lefneihem, until he wiped out sichon v'oig, v'yrishnes artsom, v'achakach v'yichichem, then he gave them Musa. Rabbi Isai, who is this guy? I mean, who is this guy? Moshe Rabbeinu? Tudmat Mitzrayim? Brought down the mon, took them through a desert for 40 years, saved their life with the tefillahs again and again and again, brought them down the Torah, who is this guy? Giving us the service. What's he going to do with us? So Moshe Rabbeinu had to wait till he's actually given everything on the plate. Everything's there. You're going to Eretz Yisrael? Now I can give you Musa. Without that, he couldn't give them Musa. Why? Why? Because unless a person believes that the person who's given them Musa is on their side and is doing it because he loves them, Musa will not go in. He is not the right person to give Teichacha. He is not the right person to give Teichacha. You cannot give Teichacha to somebody if you dislike that person. If you do not have the other person's better interests at heart. Moshe Rabbeinu could give them everything, but since he did not give them absolutely everything, he's leaving them there, Ketzei Ha'aretz. He's leaving them before Ketzei Ha'aretz, not giving them Sicha Melech HaMoir Oig Melech HaBosham. If that's the case, Moshe Rabbeinu does not mean anything to me. He doesn't love me, he just leaves me in a lurch, and therefore such a person not give me Musa. Unless I know the person loves me, I cannot accept Musa from that person. That is a person who can give Musa. Only the person who loves somebody can give Musa. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. The Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, by Yaakov Avinu, it says, Yaakov Avinu came and he saw all those shepherds there, standing around there. He said to them, what are you doing? Oh, the young brother, the day's very long. That's what a stranger come along telling me how to do my business. I tell him to shove off. And now, when you come and tell me how to do my business, you're a stranger here. You know, the day's long, what are you doing? Why? Excuse me, who are you? So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, why did I answer so nicely? He says, you know why? Because the beginning of the passage says, Achi. Yaakov Avinu says to him, Achi, my brothers. And he started having conversation with them. He made a relationship with them. He actually showed that he cared for them. Since he showed that he cared, the Techocha went through, the Musa went through. You cannot give a person Musa. You cannot love a person enough before you give them Musa. You've got to really care for that person. You get people who know, oh, I'll tell the person. It doesn't help. The Chofetz Chaim, time the Chofetz Chaim, there was a boy who was smoking in Radin, in the yeshiva. A bocha went up to Derech, you know, with all the communism. He got called on Shabbos. He got called into the Chofetz Chaim. And he came out crying. He came out weeping. That boy turned into a Choshev Tzamet Chocha and a Choshev Ben Tera. Years and years and years later, they asked him, what did Chofetz Chaim say to you? Do you know what he said? He said nothing. He took my hand and he looked at it and he says, oi, Shabbos. And he started to cry. That's such a hand for me, Mechal Shabbos. He felt so sorry for me that I could be Mechal Shabbos. He has such avod for me that I could be Mechal Shabbos that he posh started to cry. Such a person is a Mechiach. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can give them everything, but unless they know that I've actually put myself out for them, gone out to war for them, I've done absolutely everything I possibly can, they won't appreciate that it's coming from me, and therefore I can't give them Musa. I can't give them Teichacha. That is the first lesson of Teichacha. You have to be the right person to give it. You can't just come along, you know, I'm going to tell the person. I can't come to town and suddenly start giving Musa there, but you've got to show the love first. That's number one. Number two, the Pasuk says, what kind of Musa did he give? Says the Pasuk. The Fishay and Divrei Teichachos, Eile Gom Ashtibim Moshe HaKodesh Ba'eva HaYadein, Ba'midbar, Ba'arova, Ma'osuf Ben Bor, Ben Tzayf Olovach, says the Dizov. Why did he mention all these different words? Says Rashi, it's a hint to all different places in Didachet. Says Rechaim Shmulevitz, just because a person knows that he's the right person to give Musa, doesn't mean necessarily this is the correct way to give Musa. You have to worry about the way the person's going to take it. Just because you showed that person that you love them, it doesn't mean that you have now the license to destroy that person, to make the person feel like they're nothing, to completely eradicate every amount of self-esteem, and to allow the person to feel like they're nothing. Rachmana Litzlan, that's absolutely not the case. Even if you're giving Musa, it's got to be done in a way of Derech Kovod. Not talking to them about open chatoim. Not talking to them about exactly what happened. That's embarrassing. Moshe Rabbeinu waited till the last day of his life, last few weeks of his life, to give this Musa, because there shouldn't be people walking around having to face him. He knew what they did. And by the way, none of these people who actually did the chet were alive anymore. The fathers did the chatoim. But that is the kriach. That is a strength, how careful we have to be when he actually gives us a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. You know, Bilam's donkey spoke back to Bilam. What a Kiddush Hashem, unbelievable. This is Teichocha, he gave Bilam Teichocha. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get the message through to him clearly enough. Hashem opened P.R. Osloin, he gave him in. So the posse, you know what happened to the Osloin? He died. Why? Because people shouldn't walk down the street and say, no, this is the Osloin who gave Bilam a mouthful. Why not? Kiddush Hashem. Unbelievable, Kiddush Hashem. There's no place for Kiddush Hashem. There's no place for Teichocha. If Chas V'Shalom and somebody else are going to be embarrassed or upset by it. Even if you're the right person to give it, there's a certain way to say it. Moshe Rabbeinu said it in a way that's Kavodam Shel Yisrael. You get these people who are fire. You know, they stand up there and they... You have to know that's not necessarily the correct derech to do it. You have to know Klal Yisrael, if they can get down the derech covered, if they can get a message by not saying something, if they can get a message by saying something in a very, very subtle manner, that is a chi to do it in that way. Ramesha Chodosh, Shiva of Hebron, he said, whenever you try, Ramesha Chodosh, whenever you want to give Musa, number one, do not do it in a way that you're an embarrassed person. In other words, never catch a person red-handed. Never, if you've got a bocher doing something, never catch him red-handed. Do not catch him in a position that he cannot defend himself. The next day, or the next week, or the next month, you can come and give him teichocha. Never catch him in a case that is not kavod shel Yisrael, that is not covered to catch a person red-handed. Never give a person musa if he'll find out the mistake himself. If you think he'll work things out himself, don't give him musa. Wait. Rav Sher told me an amazing story this week. I was speaking to him about this particular point. He said Rav Meir Chodosh had a bocher who sat on his seat on Friday night in the yeshiva, and he used to open up garanim. He used to eat garanim, he used to eat these seeds, right? He used to spit it all over the Rosh Hashiva shtender. Next day, he used to sit on his seat with his legs up. When Friday night, he moved into his cover in front of the base of Medrash on his seat, and his stender was full of garanim peels, the floor was garanim peels. Unbelievable! This happened for years. He didn't say a word to this bocher, exactly this bocher didn't say a word. This bocher got married to Nesheva Brochus. Rashiva called him and said, just got to tell you something. But you need to learn about a little bit about Midas. You don't sit on somebody's place, it's not covered. You don't spit garanim peels and not clean up, it's not covered. For my covered, okay. I had to wait for this moment, but you're now married. You're going to be mechabad your wife. And you've got to learn a lot about common sense, about derech eretz. You waited all this time to give musa. All this time. You could have stood up there, chutzpah, you know, called this bocher over. Chas v'shalom, kvodim shel Yisrael. It's fine, it's delicate. You're dealing here with tzelem elokim. Dealing here with tzelem elokim. Rabbi Yasha came out recently and he said that unless every Rebbe who is teaching in teaching Torah knows and realizes that every child he teaches is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ben Yochid, he has no right to teach. Every child, every human being is a Ben Yochid Rebbein Shalom, every Yid is a Ben Yochid Rebbein Shalom. A person can't go along and just have a license to give Musa to everyone. It's Kavod Shel Yisrael. That's the second lesson. The third element over here is the idea of even if you are somebody who's the correct person to give the musa, and you're the correct person, and you know the way to do it, you have to know your audience. You have to know who your audience is. And the way you determine who your audience is, that is a way. Either you give the musa the way that you should be giving the musa, or sometimes don't give the musa at all. The prophet said this is an unbelievable vault. Everybody saying unbelievable. It says later on the parasha. It says it talks about Klal Yisrael being asking Moshe Rabbeinu to go up to Eretz Yisrael to check out the land. And the prophet says in Perek Aleph Pasuk Chof Gimel, "Vayitav be'einei hadavar," and the matter was good in my eyes. We took 12 people, ish echel ishavit. The Gemara says, v'yitev adolah be'enai, says Rashi already, be'enai v'lo be'enai hamokoyim. In my eyes, and not the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My eyes have got not the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu went, was asked by Klal Yisrael, should, have you heard this law before? I discussed with a few people in Shiva, unbelievable. Should I go along and send Klal Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that what they want? Yeah. What do you think, Moshe Rabbeinu? I think it's good. Okay? Fine. Go for it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew what's going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew it's going to be a disaster. It's going to reach a stage where Klal Yisrael, Rachman and Islam, are all going to die in a midbar. We're going to have chosh of the people, Kulam Anoshim, are going to die in Nisan Mashunah, besides Kolev and Yeshua. It's going to be a disaster. It's going to be an absolute tragedy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you think it's okay? Fine. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you call the shots here. You say no! I'm not allowing this to happen. I'm not allowing this to happen. No, don't tell them not to go. What's the vault over here? What's going on over here? So Shiva tells, the Mottl says like this. He says, in Chinuch, sometimes, even if you know what's going to happen. No. So even if you know what's going to happen. No. Tell them keep it.
Epstein.
I don't remember. He said, there's a certain time, even if you know what's going to happen, you've got to allow your kids to mess up themselves. I know very well if my kid goes for a sleepover, one of his friends, he's not going to sleep the whole night, and he's going to come out the next day feeling ill and grumpy and not having such a good time. If all his friends are going for a sleepover, and I've got four or five friends, and I say to him, no, you can't go for the sleepover, then he's going to look at me as if I'm a crazy father, and I'm going to lose so much. What I have to do sometimes, allow him to have the sleepover, allow him to schmooze the whole night, allow him to even get ill over it, and he'll realize twice, three, four times later, that when I say, don't do something, it's not worthwhile doing it. But I cannot give him that musa until he actually sees it. And he said, in his yeshiva, listen to this, Rabbi Yisai, this story is mind-blowing. He said, in his yeshiva, boys came to him in the 50s or 60s. He hasn't sound American mind then. It wasn't like the American today, the American yeshiva bochrim today. In the 50s and 60s, you're talking about bochrim who mamish American, real Americans, secularized, very, very into the culture. They came to him and asked him if he'd make marv a bit earlier. Why? Because there's a boxing match, the heavyweight boxing match they want to hear on the radio. And if it doesn't matter at normal time, they're going to miss the boxing match. So can the Rosh Shiva ask, please make the Marv, an official Marv in the Shiva earlier, that they can catch on the radio the official boxing match? Now listen to this. He came from the Tells. You know what Tells was? A Kiddush HaKadoshim. Tira was every fabric of the body was Tira. The whole mind was based on learning. On Yerushalayim. Here we have two goyim beating each other up. We're completely against anything that is one little iota dealing with Torah. Mamish dealing with Nisgei Odom. Fine. Nisgei Odom beating each other up. Surah Selikim, brittle Torah. It's goyishkeit, sport. We should move now because of that. Throw the bocha out of yeshiva. What kind of question is that? He thought about it. He said, fine, we'll move now earlier. His bocha never understood. The Bochum Arthur Shishai does not understand what yeshiva is, doesn't understand what marav is, doesn't understand what boxing is. You know what? One day he'll work out himself. I cannot tell him now, don't. I cannot tell him now, no, because he won't understand it. Pasuk says over here, V'yitza be'inai, it's good in my eyes. Hashem said, I know what's going to happen. But if I cannot tell Klal Yisrael, do not go out and spy. Because if I tell him that, he'll say, it's impossible for me. We need to see what the land is. We have to find out what our chances are all about. Hashem said, okay, Moshe Rabbeinu, you think it's good? Go for it. If that's how you understand Klal Yisrael, go for it. Sometimes Musa is not supposed to be said. Sometimes you have to allow the person to actually fall on their face, to know what's going to happen. Sometimes, not always, but sometimes. That is a koyach of knowing your audience. Moshe Rabbeinu knew the audience so well that he can give them Musa, but he also understood that you're dealing here with people who understand their faults. Let me give an example. Imagine a person, that's the best example I can think of, I'm sure there are better examples. Imagine a person is travelling from London to Yorkshire. Right? London to Yorkshire. Over Yorkshire? Yeah. Some days, you know, a little dusty place. London to Yorkshire. Fine. The Mitre, on the way, he's speeding. And he speeds, he goes 120 miles an hour, he gets, the cops call him over, ask for his licence, and they say to him, on the spot, you're given a £1,000 fine, and points, and you're going to have a court case. And this is taking time, he's writing down in his car, and it's rain coming down, he's sitting in his car writing all out, he's giving some musadrasha, how can you do such a thing, you know, you're a married man with children, da 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 da. Anyway, Nebuch, you know, he's sitting down in the car for 2 hours, eventually lets him go, he's late, eventually drives all the way to Yorkshire, gets to Yorkshire, and there's a Daf Yomi. He's late for Daf Yomi, and he falls asleep in the middle, and the Magid Shir is a little bit upset with him, because it's not nice to fall asleep in the middle of a Shir. And that's what's happening. Years later, you mention Yorkshire to him, what's he going to remember? What's he going to remember? The police, the court case, the fine. Yeah, that's what he's going to remember. He's going to remember that he came a few minutes late for Shir and he fell asleep. But if you say to the person in Talmud Chochem, Yorkshire, that's the place about the Shir. Wow, oy vey, that Shir, oh what a mess. I came in late to the Shir, as Mazal to Talmud Chochem, I didn't listen properly to the Shir, Yorkshire, oh I remember that Shir. He forgets all about everything else about the police. Remembers Yorkshire, remembers all about the Shir. Right? Exactly what happened over here. But Eva Yadin, Ba Midbar, Ba Arava, you're mentioning one word? Word association. Wow, unbelievable. Ba Midbar, wow. Desert, yeah? We're going through a desert for 40 years, our whole culture. No, but what does Midbar mean? Midbar means, Bishoma Shechisu Ba Midbar. Mi'item Museinu. Yeah, we talk about the Midbar. Wow, Midbar. You know, Rav Ron Gorovitz says a beautiful voice. He says, at the end of the Seder, we play its number game. Who knows one? I know one. Who knows two? Come on. End of the Seder, it's late. You know, you've been preparing for Pesach for goodness knows how long till then. Everyone's tired. Everyone wants to go to bed already. You know, you've had your matzah, you've had your 4 cups of wine, now you start playing number games. And then play number games next morning. You know, play number games on a regular Friday night. On Pesach night, you start playing number games. That's what it's all about. What's all that about? So Ron Gurevitz has got to word association. You say to one guy, the word bar. Right? One guy says bar mitzvah. Yeah? Another guy says bar soap. That's like bar of gold. Another guy, bar means something else, right? It's all a word association. Yeah? You say to one fellow the word Jordan, right? So one guy thinks about the country Jordan, one guy thinks about the river Jordan, one guy thinks about a very tall person called Jordan, right? Jordan means all different things. One guy means a toothpaste called Jordan. Each Jordan means different things, right? Says Rebbe Avraham, at the end of the Seder night, we say one. Now what is one? Immediately. One does not mean the car, one does not mean the house, one does not mean the yacht, one means Rabbeinu Shlomo. Two, we're so tuned in. Two, look at, what else? Three. Three is not the amount of courses, and it's not the amount of, ties at. Three, always, straight away. Klal Yisrael are so tuned in. You say to them, Bamidbar, obviously, Bamidbar is what you said, Lumasin Bamidbar. Barava means that, means that. You have to know your audience. Sometimes one word can associate with something, you have to know. That don't go on and on and on and on and on and give musa if you can say one word that does it all. Some people ramble on and on. Kavodim Shel Yisrael, know your audience. If a person can get musa for one word, don't say more than that. Know how to give musa. Know that those people who are listening to you are getting a message straight away. You don't have to ramble on and on. That is people, that was Klal Yisrael's level in that generation. You should know the Gemara says, that if a person does not receive Musa, does not hear Musa, then it's a mitzvah not to, it's just like a mitzvah to give Sechocha, it's a mitzvah not to give Sechocha. The Gemara says, there's an Amori who argues, and he says, just a mitzvah to give Sechocha, Chayiv not to give him Sechocha. What is a mitzvah and Chayiv? Says a Mashal, there's a din by Tzvirit Adayim, Tzvirit Mayim mitzvah, and Mayim Achreinim is Chayiv, Chiyuv. What's Chayiv? One is dealing here with Chiv Misa, Sakona, one dealing here with a mitzvah. Sometimes, if a person Muslim is not ready for it, and he's going to actually dislike you for it, it's Choyva, it's a Sakonas Nefoshes. You're putting yourself in danger. The Pasuk talks about Elisha. Listen to this, Rabbi Yisrael. The Pasuk talks about Elisha. Eliyahu is in hiding. Klal Yisrael is falling apart. Izebel has killed all the Nevi'im. Eliyahu Anobi is hiding in a little cave somewhere, Melachim Aleph. Rabbein Shem appears to him, and Rabbein Shem says to him, Eliyahu, get this king to kill out Klal Yisrael for the revenge what the terrible Averis are doing. Get Elisha to go and become your Navi. And whoever does not get killed by this king will be killed by that king. Whoever does not kill by this king will be killed by Elisha. Ask Rav Chaim Shem Levitz, what do you mean killed by Elisha? Elisha didn't kill anybody. These kings killed people. Explains Rav Chaim, you know why? Elisha may give the Musa in the wrong way. And if he gives people Musa and don't listen to the Musa, they're more chayv Misa now than they were beforehand, and if he killed them. If you give Musa to the wrong people, you're not the right person to give it. It's not the right time to give it. You give it over the wrong way, you can be chayv, more chayv for anything that person goes through because of you. That is the importance of how careful one has to be with Musa. How careful one has to be with Pechocha. You've got to love a person before you give them Musa. You've got to have the Kabbalah Bris before you give them Musa. You've got to know where they're ready. That wasn't a time of the Torah, but one word associated with ready with Avera. Today, Rachman and Salam, we're in a time of Shabbos Parshas, of Shabbos Chazoin. The Pasuk says, the most tragic Haftorah, the Pasuk says, famous Pasuk, Yoda Shoyer Kaneyu Vachamoyer Vuspa'olov. The Shoyer knows his Kaneyu, the Chamoyer, the donkey, knows the trough of his master. Yisrael lo yada, ami lo yisboinim. Yisrael doesn't know, my nation have not been misboinim. The third pasuk into the Chazon Yishayahu. Rabbi Yisrael, listen to this. Why do you give a person malchus? Do you know what you give a malchus with? You give a malchus with a belt that's made from a cow and from a donkey. Why? Because a cow and a donkey, the Gemara says in Makkos, right? What does Gemara say in Makkos? That the pasuk brings us pasuk. The chamor and the poro know who the master is. A person who does a sin does not know who his master is. So what do? We tie him up and we beat him. We put a chamor and a cow over him and we beat him and say to him, you know what? A chamor and a cow are more chosher than you. They know who the master is. You don't. How can you do an avera? How can you possibly do what you just did? We take him and we take a chamor and a cow and you put the chamor and cow over him and we hit him again and again. Look, they're more chosher than you are. Look, they're more chosher than you are. That is a person who doesn't understand. If a person can reach a level of completely disassociation with mitzvahs where a chamor and a shoyer can be more chosher than they are. And only way of getting them actually to hear the message, actually taking a chamor and a poor on top of them and showing them where they did something wrong. We have to be so tuned in to Musa. We've got to be so tuned in to Teichacha that a single word should awaken us up. It should jolt us into action. And if we don't, Chas v'Shalom, we need a very, very big warning from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with things mamash on top of us. The world is falling apart, Rabbi, so there's no doubt about it. The world is falling apart. Whether it's the safety, the terrorism in the world, it's falling apart. And I'm a very optimistic person. But you see, in the last few years, I'm not an old man either, but you see, in the last few years, what's happening with radical Muslim, where countries where I don't remember in England, I wasn't aware, besides besides the Regent's Park Mosque, there wasn't anything, there wasn't Muslims walking around the street. There's a fringe little group. Today, people can't go to the Israeli embassy because there's Muslims outside protesting. They're petrified to walk in the streets. England is in the grip of fear because of Muslims. Where did people come up from? Where suddenly? It's 1,000 years old. Where suddenly the Muslims coming out from? What's going on here? We have the crisis, the financial crisis. There's a housing crisis. There's crisis after crisis. Rabbi Yisrael is trying to wake us up. Rabbi Yisrael do tshuva. Beforehand, you just say one word. Klal Yisrael are too embarrassed to ever look at Moshe again. Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, I say just before I die. You know why? Because if I say midbar, that's it. You'll be too embarrassed ever to look at me because your father did a sin. Today, you can have all these things people saying, it's nothing, we're getting out of it, and everything's okay. It's not. Things are not okay. And these are 3 weeks of time to develop an understanding. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to give us Musa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away Beis HaMikdash. He's trying to give us Musa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give us Musa because he loves us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how to give us Musa. He's got the whole world in his hands. He knows exactly how to wake us up. The only problem is, are we able to receive the Musa? Are we awake to hear the Musa? And that is the 3 weeks. And hopefully with the 3 weeks, the understanding of how bad things can spiral out of control. If you don't listen, that is an awakening for Chodesh Elul, which is a time to do tshuva, realizing where we are, realizing how far we've gone, and to come back to the Rebbeinu Shloim. So Parashat Tzavarim really is a teichocha, it's a warning, it's a parasha before Neshivat Nechemta, the 7 weeks of Nechama before Elul, before Rosh Hashanah. It's all the beginning of process, taking Musa, knowing how to receive the Musa. But we should know for ourselves, before you start giving other people Musa, look into yourself, make sure you're okay, make sure you love the person. Even if you are giving Musa, don't overdo it. Don't do it in a way that Chas v'Shalom embarrasses him. Don't do it in a way that is condescending. Do it in a way that actually builds him up, makes him great. And make sure sometimes you don't not even supposed to give Musa b'chlal, overlook it. Make sure maybe sometimes he'll find out what's happening himself. Sometimes he's not ready to listen to the Musa. And if you are giving him Musa, make sure he is open to listening to the Musa. Rabbi Akiva said there's nobody in this generation who's willing to listen to the Musa. Even Reuven, Yaakovina was afraid to the last moment he'd not be ready to listen to the Musa. And if it'd be one iota of not being able to listen to the Musa, that iota, that smallest nth degree, will move him over to Esav. Not to become an Esav Nick, but a smallest amount of not being able to receive Musa in a perfect way takes a person away from the relationship he has with Yaakovina, and automatically that means connecting with Esav. Yaakovina waited to right to the end to be sure, all those years, to be sure that this is a perfect plan to give him that Musa. And with that, Rabbeinu Shlomo should give us a Dishmaya to be able to learn the messages of what's going on in the world properly, and be able to hone in on what needs to be done, and as Hashem get the basement rebuilt again.
Amen.